This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. For our spring music series, we've been profiling musicians around our region. Today, we feature the work of Thomas Schutenhelm, a Hartford-based concert guitarist who's also becoming a sought-after composer. New England Public Radio's Temma Silk reports.
Today, many composers aren't performers. They compose for other musicians. It wasn't that way centuries ago. Think Bach or Brahms. They were best known as instrumentalists, Bach on the organ, Brahms on piano, who also happened to compose. Thomas Schutenhelm, a composer and a performing guitarist, is something of a throwback. He doesn't even use a computer to write his music. He uses pencils and paper. Schutenhelm started playing guitar as a young kid. His urge to compose began back then, too. He thinks growing up in what he described as a monotonous suburb of Albany had something to do with it.
It wasn't an ideal place for me, so I would escape into my imagination.
As a boy, he used that imagination on a small toy organ his parents bought for him. It came with a book of melodies.
And I went through the book and played all the tunes and then started making up tunes. And I think maybe that was the early beginning of using my creative instinct.
Schutenhelm's also got a love for literature, nurtured by a mother who owned a bookstore. So it's not uncommon for spoken words to be included in his compositions or even to be the inspiration for them. This piece, based on the Walt Whitman poem A Clear Midnight, is for voice alone. The idea for another piece came to Schutenhelm after finding a letter written by T.S. Eliot. The 20th century poet was convalescing from a mental breakdown. In the letter, Eliot told a friend he wasn't able to write much poetry, but he could play music.
He was practicing his scales on the mandolin.
Schutenhelm hadn't known Eliot played, and got excited about sharing his discovery with a friend who's a professional mandolinist. That friend is Mark Davis, the founding director of the New American Mandolin Ensemble. Davis is also a longtime fan of T.S. Eliot, so Schutenhelm made a suggestion.
Wouldn't it be interesting if we could dream up a project together that combined Eliot's text or thinking with some original music?
Around that time, there was a terrorist attack in London. Davis wanted the piece to be a creative response to violence around the world. He selected some of Eliot's poetry that evoked that theme, like this verse from The Wasteland. What are the roots that clutch? What branches grow out of this stony rubbish? Schutenhelm set those and other words of Eliot's to music, and Davis gave the piece to his ensemble, which includes guitars, mandolins, and a bass. This is an older piece from the ensemble. The piece by Schutenhelm won't premiere until next month in England. It's rare for Davis's group to commission pieces. He says having Schutenhelm write for them was a great honor.
Not everybody can write well for guitar. It's a real art. And it helps a great deal if you play guitar well yourself.
Schutenhelm is in high demand around the country. He's just finished a piece for a choir in Plattsburgh, New York, based on Rilke, and the Chicago-based tenor Justin Vickers commissioned Schutenhelm to write a piece that evokes the time of Ovid.
I've tuned the guitar to that original ancient tuning, and there's a tiny little fragment of a hymn to Apollo, one of the oldest fragments of music, and I've used that melody in the piece.
And if he ever faces a creative block, Schutenhelm takes advantage of living in Hartford, where one of his favorite poets, Wallace Stevens, did his writing.
I go to his house as a place to think.
In addition to Schutenhelm's many composing projects, he's looking forward to a new role starting this fall. He's just been appointed artistic director of the Network for New Music, which draws on musicians from the Philadelphia Orchestra. By then, he hopes, the piece he wrote, based on T.S. Eliot, will have its American premiere. For New England Public Radio, I'm Temma Silk.